Welcome to the Poem of the Week. As you know, poems are patient-oriented evidence that matters. Each week, our poem is intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes, and he is joined by InfoPoem's senior editor, Dr. Mark Abell. Gentlemen.
Thank you, Maggie. Good day, Mark.
How are you, Mike?
Okay. I am excited. You and I are going to be teaching together very soon in Phoenix.
That's right. March 5th through 7th, we're going to be part of the Arizona Academy of Family Physicians annual meeting. Now, you don't have to live in Arizona to attend, and the course will include John Hickner, who's the chair of family medicine up at the Cleveland Clinic, and Steve Brown, who's a faculty member from the University of Arizona, and we're really excited. We're going to be covering the poems from the past couple of years on a lot of common, important primary care topics, so we're hope you can join us. We also have a course, essentially the same content, April 16 through 18, in the wonderful southern college town of Athens, Georgia. And we're only about an hour and a half away from Atlanta, so it's not hard to get to. And you might want to mark your dates for March 5 through 7 in Phoenix or April 16 through 18 in Athens, Georgia.
Hey, Mark, when is peach season in Georgia?
Oh, you know, it's a little later than that, I think.
Oh, is it?
But it is. There are a few places more beautiful than this part of the country in mid-April. I mean, that's why they hold the Masters around that time. We're actually, I think, maybe the week before the Masters. So everything will be blooming. Lots to do here in town. And anyway, hopefully folks can join us.
Great. And not to push Phoenix course. I mean, I think that Phoenix in March is also lovely.
Yeah, that's why we're going there.
Good. So hopefully we'll see some of you at the course. It'll be a good review, no pharmaceutical promotion, and lots of CME credit. This week's poem, we're going to touch on a topic near and dear to my heart. I've spent years ranting and raving about prostate cancer and the lack of utility with regard to the PSA, but that's not to say that prostate cancer isn't an important disease. It is the sixth most common cancer in the world. It represents about 30% of all cancers diagnosed in men each year. But wait a second. This is a misleading statistic because the vast majority of men diagnosed with prostate cancer will die with prostate cancer, not of prostate cancer. So prostate cancer will never have an impact on that person's life. Now, the rise in prostate cancer, here comes my diatribe, is directly attributable to the widespread screening with PSA, which has led to an increase in detection. Now, if management of prostate cancer is needed, so that of the people that are diagnosed with prostate cancer, certainly a small minority of them, but a serious and worrisome minority, are going to have a serious form of cancer and could die from the disease, suggesting that they need management and suggesting that we need a lot more research to identify which men who have elevated PSAs or which men who have some sort of laboratory test can help us discriminate between those who have serious disease and those that just have abnormal cells in their prostate. Nonetheless, if management is needed, there are several options for men who have localized prostate cancer. These include a radical prostatectomy, radiation therapy, which includes either external beam or brachytherapy, and what we call active surveillance. Some people call it watchful waiting. Now, radical prostatectomy is an effective option for local prostate cancer, but it's got lots of side effects. And for men choosing radical prostatectomy, there are a couple of options, include both retropubic and perineal approaches, as well as minimally invasive surgery. So, this week, our poem asks a very important question. Not that we're going to be doing the surgery, but many of these patients will come to us and ask us for our opinion. The question is, how does minimally invasive radical prostatectomy compare with open retropubic radical prostatectomy? Mark, what did the authors find?
Well, this was real interesting, and we see these ads in the newspaper. New York Times just ran sort of an expose on the wording used in some of these ads to advertise this minimally invasive robotic surgery and how much better it is and how it's just safe and, you know, wonderful and effective, and actually that the evidence isn't really there for it, and this study would tend to confirm that. In the U.S., the use of this kind of robotic surgery has increased from 1% to 40% of all radical prostatectomies in 2006. And so the investigators had an observational database from 2003 to 2007, and they linked it to Medicare information to figure out who was getting robotic surgery or who was getting the more traditional retropubic radical prostatectomy. They had about 1,900 men in the robotic group and 6,900 in the retropubic radical surgery group. They tried to control for baseline differences like urinary incontinence, ED, comorbidities, age, race, income, tumor grade, stage, all those things you would want to adjust for. They also adjusted for surgeon volume because more prolific surgeons may have better outcomes, but they also may be more likely to adopt this robotic surgery or have it available at their institution. So what they found was men who had the minimally invasive robotic surgery did have a shorter length of stay, they had less need for blood transfusion, and a lower risk of post-op respiratory complications and fewer strictures. So far, so good. Those are good things. But, and this is a big but, they also had more genitourinary complications, including post-op incontinence and erectile dysfunction. The need for additional cancer therapy was similar between these approaches, which suggests that there was probably no outcome benefit, but we really can't be sure. This wasn't the intent of the study. It was really to look at complications. So bottom line is that this, compared with men who underwent the open traditional surgery, those undergoing the minimally invasive robotic surgery had a shorter length of stay, fewer respiratory complications, but greater risk of incontinence and impotence. So I don't know. I know what I'd choose in terms of outcomes. I'd rather stay a couple more days in the hospital, frankly. This is an observational study, so you can't adjust for everything, and there may still be sort of unknown confounders that would cause a surgeon to choose one patient over another. So, for example, if someone already had some erectile dysfunction, maybe the surgeon would be more likely to choose the minimally invasive surgery. They did try to adjust for that by looking at baseline differences in ED, but it isn't, I think, the final word. It certainly does not endorse this minimally invasive surgery as being clearly better. There were some pros and cons. Ideally, we'd like to see a randomized controlled trial that would more definitively answer the question.
Again, it would have to be a large enough trial that you'd have to get men to be willing to be randomized to either the minimally invasive or the open radical prostatectomy groups.
Although, but data like this would seem to make it easier to recruit them.
Exactly.
You know, if you say, well, the minimally invasive did have more erectile dysfunction, but a shorter length of stay, you know, you might find it easier to recruit people than you think.
Yeah, although I'm with you. Keep me a couple of extra days, please.
Yeah, absolutely.
Anyways, well, good, Mark. We'll remind listeners one more time that they can go to the website and find out about this POMS course, a good way to keep up to date on clinical practice. And we'll talk to you again next week, Mark.
All right. See you then.
Okay, thanks.
That's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to look at this and other recent poems, please go to www.infopoems.com. Please join us again next week for another medical poem.